just like I mentioned yesterday, with this month of the saints, as well as the souls, there are many, many saints. And today there are many, many saints commemorated. The principle that our Missal gives to us today is that of Saint Stanislaus Kostka, whom I have mentioned before. Saint Stanislaus, who was the son of a ruler in Poland, was converted, and he had met the Jesuits in Poland, and he decided to enter the Jesuits. His father absolutely refused. And so he contrived with St. Peter Canisius, of whom you have heard from me lately, and he walked all the way to Vienna, where St. Peter received him in the novitiate, the scholasticate there. Then later on, they made the plans, and he went all the way to Rome. And from what I always have been told, he walked all the way, therefore, from Poland to Rome. And that's over 350 miles at least. So it's a long way to walk. There he was received by my ancestor, St. Francisco de Borja, St. Francis Borgia, into the order of the Company of Jesus. He was only 18 years old at the time, and thus the readings for today speak about youth and old age and how God leads the youth. And he also in the Gospel says, "Let the children come to me." And a youth says, "Good teacher, what must I do?" He says, "Why do you call me good?" Only God is good. Now, he wasn't denying that he was good or that he was God, but he was asserting the fact that if he called him good, it was because he believed that he was God, and therefore that he was good. Another saint also, at least he began out young, that is celebrated in the Missal today, is that of the Spanish Franciscan Saint Didacus. He entered the Franciscan order. He was born at the beginning of the 15th century, right around the same time that Luther and his cohorts were destroying the church. Other people were building up the church. And he entered the Franciscan order, and he was eventually sent to different houses all over, where he grew in holiness and became very famous for his holiness. He was never ordained a priest. He was a brother. And then he was sent to Rome to the magnificent convent of the Franciscans, which is still there. The Ara Coeli. It's called the Ara Coeli because it was there that the emperor offered to the gods a specific offering every year. Ara Coeli means the altar of heaven. And God changed it from pagans to God and to himself and to the Blessed Mother. And to this day, it is called Ara Coeli, but it is with the real God and with the Blessed Mother, the mother of the real God. In addition, while he was there, there was a big jubilee, and all the Franciscans came from all over Europe. By this time, there were thousands and thousands of Franciscans. Remember, even while St. Francis was alive, and he died in 1226, they had a convocation of Franciscans, and over 2,000 Franciscans came. By the time of St. Didacus, there were tens of thousands of Franciscans. Well, they came to Ara Coeli, just like many people will go to Rome next year for the Holy Year, and then the plague came, and St. Didacus became known for nursing the sick. He performed many miracles, healed many of those who were sick. In fact, he even kissed the sores of those who were sick, and they were healed. And he said that God had told him that that was the best medicine. I don't think I could do that, but nevertheless, each one of us is called to something else. Then he was sent back to Spain, where he died a few years later, and he was canonized by Pope Sixtus V. And so today we have these and other saints. In some other martyrologies, it's also celebrated a feast of the Italian and later on American citizen, the first American citizen canonized, Saint Francesca Romana Gabrini. And she, of course, is very known for founding the Order of Sisters of Charity. She died in Chicago, but she lived for many years in New Orleans, where one can visit her bedroom and visit and touch her prayer books and rosaries and everything else. She founded many, many hospitals and convents and so forth all over the United States, particularly New Orleans, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles. And so the great faith of this young lady who came to America at the command of the Pope, Pope Leo XIII, had been many, many graces conferred upon her. And I could not find her in our missal, but it is in the calendar, so I thought I would mention it. But she, like St. Jane Frances de Chantal, foundress of the Visitation Nuns, has many feasts. So one of these days, we'll find it. And we pray to them all to help us and to heal us from all our ills. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.